Remember the Game is proud to be 100% ad-free. So if you're enjoying the show, please consider investing in us on Patreon. For $2 a month, you'll have access to additional podcasts, I'll give you a shout-out on one of our shows, and every month, I'll give 25% of our Patreon income back to one supporter. Check out patreon.com/rememberthegame for more details. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Remember the Game. It's my retro gaming podcast where every week a buddy of mine and I sit down and geek out about the games we played back in the day. My name is Adam Blank. Thank you guys so much for listening. This week it's episode 68 and we are talking SimCity for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System and slightly all of the other many, many systems SimCity was on, but we're focusing on the Super Nintendo. I'm going to get to that in a couple minutes. You know I have to rant. If you guys are new to the show, there'll be a timestamp in the description where I'll tell you what time you could just skip to if all you want to hear about is SimCity. If you want to hear an inane old man talk about his life for a few minutes, then hang around. Mostly video games, mostly. I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. If you celebrated it this past weekend, it was Thanksgiving weekend here in Canada land. I'm not sure when everybody else celebrates Thanksgiving, or even if everybody else celebrates Thanksgiving, shrug. I know that the States, it's next month. But if you did it, if you celebrated it, I hope you had fun. We had a good time. My girlfriend's parents came by, and they were here for a couple of days, and we just ate a lot of food and played a lot of euchre, and we're pretty lazy. It was nice. Also, quickly, I know this is like a fun podcast where we just talk about video games and have a good time, but I would... Japan is getting hammered right now, or just did get hammered with some storms and stuff. And my girlfriend and I visited it last year, and I have never been anywhere that I loved as much as Canada until I went to Japan. I adore that place. I have no idea if I've got a single listener in or around Japan, but hang in there if you guys are listening to this. And if you're not there, but you've seen what's happening, I'm not saying thoughts and prayers, because I don't really do thoughts and prayers, but just, send some good karma their way or do something. I don't know. Just be grateful, I guess, that your quality of life is probably better than that right now. And I hope everybody there is okay. I know they're not. I've seen it, but I love that place, and that's sad. Anyway, okay. I didn't want to get too serious about it, but Japan had a lot to do with video games. They're kind of the video game ground zero, I guess, and I love them. So I hope you guys are all right. If you're on our Patreon, your bonus episode went live a couple of days ago. I put it up on Monday. It was all about the Link's Awakening remake. There's no advertising on this podcast. You guys know that I have to plug the Patreon every week, at least a little bit. So if you haven't heard it, if you're not on our Patreon and you're interested in listening to Mark McHugh and I break down the Link's Awakening remake, hit us up on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/rememberthegame. I'm only asking for $2 a month. That's like a cup of coffee. And for $2 a month, you're going to get access to that, along with episodes about Cuphead, Octopath Traveler, The Messenger. There's three of our Q&A and rambling episodes in there right now. You're going to get entered into draws to win prizes. Taco Shirt Chris just won a $20 gift card for the Nintendo Switch. Congratulations, Taco Shirt Chris. And I'll shout you out on the show. Patreon.com/rememberthegame. And your next bonus episode will be going live in 2 weeks on the 28th of October. And it'll be a Q&A/rambling episode. So if you have any questions that you want answered, any rambling you want to talk about, any topics you want me to discuss, if you just want me to read something, anything you want, shoot me a message on Patreon, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, anywhere, and I will address every single one of them. So you guys still have about a week and a half to get those in. So if you're interested, shoot me those, please, and I will make sure that I address every single one of those for you. And you can do that on our social media. I was thinking about this over the weekend. Like, I really hate social media, like Facebook, Twitter. Twitter I don't completely hate, but I don't like it. Instagram I hate. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that I do this podcast and need to use social media to promote it, and I also need it to promote my comedy shows, I would be gone. I would be off all of them. I deleted my Facebook years ago before I got into comedy and then had to reactivate it because that's how comedy works. But it's just like, for every one good thing that happens on there, there's like five crappy things. There's just so many angry, negative people, and it just bleh. So if you're a negative dickhead, don't follow me. I don't want your follow. But if you're not a negative dickhead, follow us at Member the Game on Instagram and Twitter. We'll follow you back. We'll be friends. We'll talk. We'll go for coffees. I mean, probably not, but we'll be friends. So please do that. And Facebook.com/Remember the Game as well. Some video game notes before we get talking SimCity. Overwatch launches on the Switch today. As I record this, it's Tuesday the 15th. Overwatch is coming out on Switch. And Blizzard, the maker of Overwatch, had a giant launch event planned in New York and canceled it. And it's all because of this. If you don't know a lot about it, I'm not going to get into the details. This is not a political podcast in the least. But one of their online like card games. Somebody won like a tournament online, and then in their celebration, they mentioned the protests and everything that's going on in Hong Kong right now, and Blizzard banned them for it, I think. I think that's what happened, and people are pretty mad at Blizzard over it because it's kind of freedom of speech, you know, and I don't really think the guy said anything that wrong. So people are kind of backlashing at Blizzard pretty hard. They fucked up. They fucked up pretty big, and to have to can't, I mean, Overwatch is, I mean, a massive franchise for them, and people have been, I myself have been waiting for it to come to Switch forever. A lot of people have, and now they had this huge launch planned for New York, and they had to call it off because of what they did. Because of what they did with this whole banning the guy and everything. So, Blizzard, you fucked up. Fix it. I don't know how you fix it. I'm glad that's not my job, but fix it. And I'm curious if anyone down here still plays Overwatch. Like, I was not good at it, but I played the shit out of that game on the PS4. That game was rad. And I am eventually probably going to pick it up on Switch, but not anytime soon. Also on Switch, The Witcher 3 came out. I don't know if it came out last weekend or if it comes out this weekend. I think it came out last weekend. And the reviews are pretty good. It blows my mind. And this is not a credit to Nintendo. This is a credit to the people in charge of porting Witcher, which I'm not even going to pretend to know who that is. I have no idea. But that a game that big can run on the Switch is mind-boggling to me. Like, remember when we all had Game Boys? The green and black Game Boy, and you could play like fucking Tetris on it. And now you can take one of the biggest video games on consoles anywhere you want on the Switch. That's fucking crazy. So where the hell is Fallout? If you can get Witcher and Skyrim and them running on the Switch, then we could damn sure have Fallout 3 at least. Eventually it's coming. A Fallout collection's coming to Switch. At least Fallout 3, right? It has to be. I'm also surprised Grand Theft Auto 5 hasn't found its way onto the Switch. It's cool though. Like you guys know, I'm a Nintendo fanboy. I talk about it on here all the time. I love seeing all of these big. Sorry, my phone is ringing. And I'm not sure who that is, but I'm at work technically right now. I'm a comedian. I book my own shows, and my phone's ringing. And I'm pretty confident that's a booker, but I care about you guys, so I'm not even going to edit that out. Now you guys have seen a little bit behind the curtain of what's going on in my stand-up comedy career, which is. One person calls with possibly a gig, and I'm over the moon excited. What was I talking about? As a Nintendo fan, it's just cool to see more and more developers that being like, we got to get our games on that system. And like, I hope the PS5 rips it up, and I think it's going to. I don't know what Xbox is going to do. I hope they find a way to fix it. But I'm excited for the next gen. The idea that like these PS5s are the most, you know, advanced system ever made to put on under your TV, and then combine it with the Nintendo Switch that you can take anywhere. And life is a good time to be a gamer, man. There's a ton of games. I'm all rattled from that phone call. God damn it. All right, I'm just gonna get to what I'm playing, and then I'll shut up and get to the SimCity talk. That's what you guys want to hear. I've had a few people. Ask me where my Twitch streams and Let's Plays are that I've been talking about for months too. There are some Let's Plays over at youtube.com/rememberthegame. More are coming. Twitch, I don't know if it's coming. I just don't have time, and my comedy schedule keeps me busy, and the only time I can Twitch stream is at night, and my girlfriend gets up very, very early for work, so I don't want to be sitting around screaming into a microphone Twitch streaming and keeping her up because she will kill me. So Twitch, I'm working on it. I don't know. Don't hold your breath on that. But Let's Plays, there are some coming back for anyone that's interested. I just have to get through the busiest time of year as a comic, and then I'll get back to that. That's a good segue. Good podcast. You can tell that I've spent 3 days eating and sleeping. From Let's Plays, what am I playing right now? If I'm not Let's Playing, fuck. I suck at this. What am I playing right now? Phantasy Star 4. I'm still grinding through it. It's good. There's a podcast coming. I don't want to get more into that. I've talked about it over the last couple of weeks. I started playing Golf Story, which is a little indie game on the Switch. It is a retro kind of looking golf game / RPG. Kind of like the Mario RPG that was, or Mario Golf kind of RPG that was on the Game Boy Color. It seems pretty cool. I'm only a couple hours in, but I love golf games. And so there's an episode. I was thinking to make a good Patreon episode down the road, but it's been fun. I don't know if you've played it. Let me know what you think. I'm enjoying it. And then I made a mistake, but I picked up Dragon Quest Builders 2 yesterday. There was a guy, I've been waiting on it forever. I've wanted to play it for so long, but it's like an $80 game plus tax. And I was like, I don't have that kind of money. I don't need it. I got lots to play. And then I saw a guy selling it on Kijiji for $60. I offered him $50 and he took it right away. So I picked it up. I played a few hours of it last night and, oh no, I'm fucked. It's one of those like, so it's, if you don't know, just real quick, it's kind of a combination of like a hack and slash Dragon Quest game combined with Minecraft. And I gave up those endless games like Minecraft, the SimCity games that we're about to talk about, you know, Animal Crossing. I refused to play Stardew Valley because I don't want to get hooked on it. I sold my PlayStation 4 because I was playing the show too much. These endless sports games, like those endless games. Like I only have a couple. I've got like Mario Kart 8, which is, I guess, is endless when you play it online. I got like Tetris 99. I got Smash Bros. And those are like my endless games when I just want to put it on and just space out. But this one is a combination of Dragon's Quest and Minecraft, and I'm fucked. This game is going to ruin my life. Like it is, as I'm recording this, like I have to go get a workout in. I have some stuff to do today. I have shows all week, and all I want to do is go play Dragon's Quest 8 or Dragon's Quest Kill. Quit. Dragon's Quest Builders 2. So I'm really excited about it. It just, oh my God, it's going to ruin my life. Okay, as you can tell, stumbling over my words pretty hard here. I'm tired. I'm going to shut the fuck up and get talking SimCity, which is the game we're talking this week on episode 68. Speaking of endless games, the music for this episode is pretty slow, pretty chill, pretty repetitive. So I'm not going to cue the music until right near the end. I found the three least annoying, most happy songs I guess I could find. It's very nostalgic, you know, like, I mean, I'm sure you heard that one off the top. You're about to hear another one. If you played this game as a kid, you know that music. It's just not the most fire up, exciting music in the world at all. I played the hell out of this as a kid. Like I would sit in front of my TV and play SimCity on my Super Nintendo for hours. And I don't think I could sit in front of a TV and play it now. Like I've got it on my Super Nintendo here. But I just don't, it's not one you want to be tethered to your TV because it's so slow and you know what I mean? It'd be a good like podcasting game, I guess. Listen to one of your podcasts, listen to Remember the Game while you play. It'd be great on Switch or on mobile. And I can't remember if I talked about this during the episode, but like, I would love this game on mobile. Just a really good sim game. Like, but I don't want, but the problem is if you put it on mobile, it'd be one of those shitty ones where like, you either have to wait 4 hours to build something or you could pay $3 to get the power you need to build something right away. Like just, I would love, like, dude, if you ported this game to mobile now and just charged me like 10, maybe $20 even for like the full game on my iPhone and stuff, I would buy it in a heartbeat because this game is the fucking cat's ass. I couldn't think of something to say. I'm tired. This is good enough. I'm going to shut up. My buddy David Ray returns to the show this week. We are talking SimCity for the Super Nintendo. It was a launch title for the Super Nintendo, which I think is a big part of the reason everybody played it, because it was one of the only games you could play aside from Super Mario World when this thing came out. It released in North America on August 23rd, 1991. I'm going to cue the music. August 23rd, 1991, the same date that the Super Nintendo itself launched here in North America. You've probably played this if you have a Super Nintendo, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Let's go talk some SimCity. Here we go. I went into this one completely cold. I didn't ask you any because I didn't want to know. I was like, we're going to save this for the podcast, because sometimes you go into these old games and there's just not a lot of meat on the bone. And yeah. I feel like there's a little meat on this one. My guest, I didn't introduce you in the last one we just recorded, but everyone knows who you are from the intro and stuff. But my guest this week is my pal, returning to the podcast once again, David Ray. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, yeah.
And we are talking SimCity. I think specifically for the Super Nintendo.
Yes.
This is what I wanted to ask you before we get into the Super Nintendo version. Have you got a lot of experience with other SimCities?
Yeah, like the ones afterwards?
Because I don't. Like, this is like the only one I know is the Super Nintendo one.
Right.
So
I kept up, you know, I played SimCity 2000, the one that came after this.
Okay.
I even did I didn't do a lot of the other ones, although I did do the one that was the unmitigated disaster that came out a few years ago that may have sunk that series forever.
Right. Yeah.
Because they just really mishandled it. The funny thing is, I actually like that new game. There's some stuff I really liked about it, but they just sold it really badly. And,
dude, yeah. Sim franchise, like, okay, not the Sims themselves, because yeah. the Sims are different. I'm talking
Sims
like
actually survived. Yeah,
yeah, like I'm talking like either Sim City or like World Building Town, like Tropicana, or is it Tropico?
Yeah,
like I'm thinking of like those types of games, or even like the Roller Coaster Tycoon. Like I fucking love me some Roller Coaster Tycoon,
or Sim Ant, or Sim Farm,
Sim fucking Sim Zoo, Sim whatever.
That was like in that like Sim City. Had this, the Super Nintendo version of SimCity was like in that heyday of like, man, they just were making all of them.
Yeah. And like, I like this genre. I just never seemed to play them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it is about them. But I remember having this one. I remember a lot of my friends having this one. Like, I bet you this one, yeah, I just saw it on their Wikipedia page. I was like, I bet you it's one of their million seller, like, player's choice games. And it totally is. Like, everybody had the Super Nintendo SimCity.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I've always wondered if this game is as deep as some of the PC counterparts. I assume it probably isn't, because it's always seemed kind of not dummy, not dumbed down, not dummy proof, because there's some depth there. But I always assumed that like the Super Nintendo only has so many things it could do with its like,
yeah,
you know,
they had
I mean?
To cut something out kind of thing.
I played the fuck out of this game, yeah. dude. Like I really, really. Really liked this game.
The fact that the layout, you know, is different every single time, and
like, fuck, how many maps were there? Like 990. Remember, you could. Do you remember? Okay, so remember, you go into the main campaign, and then the first thing you had to do was like pick easy, medium, or hard, or fucking whatever, and it would decide how much money you started with. But then you had to pick like a plot of land to build your city on, and like every time you like picked a different number, it like took like 10-15 seconds to like load that like. Because I remember being like, I'm going to go through all these and find the perfect one. And I would think that every time I'd start the game. And then by like five of them, I'm like, all right, fuck it.
You just got to go.
I don't understand that. Like, it's like the game ran so smooth, but for some weird reason, it took forever to load the sample like of these like the map templates.
Yeah, I guess it's just got to... I can't speak to that. I don't understand how computers work. I'm assuming it's just because it's got to... go through the randomization.
I guess so. I never understood it, but didn't really matter. Like, honestly, at the end of the day, like,
because the ideally you kind of you want a little bit of a challenge in there, because it's supposed to be pushing, you know, oh well, you have this scenario, how can you make this thing work
totally
to make the engine of your city run.
Yeah, like I mean, I would always look for one that I always wanted one that had like a bunch of water going through the middle, so I could build bridges across the water and stuff like that.
Oh, okay,
and then
sure.
I was usually looking for an island, because or you could make your own island, I guess. You could landfill
if
it.
If you
but
wanted.
Because that's where I wanted my house. Because remember, that's one of the first perks you always get was the mayor's house.
Yeah.
And I would always like, I'm going to the island. I don't want to live near any fucking people in my crappy city. So I'd always look for something like that.
Yeah.
But like, and the more water you had, the more risk you ran of stuff like flooding and shit like that. Like.
All the disasters.
The disasters. Because, like, you could... Do you remember, like... And we're not even into the scenario. Okay. Did you play a lot of the scenario ones where, like, you could pick a certain, like, template and have to, like, fix it or whatever?
Fix it, yeah. I never played those. I always like to just try to build it up. Exactly. I'm like, I want a really good city. That's all I wanted to do in that
Exactly. game. Nobody played the fucking scenarios, except for, like, the super nerds. So, like, just quick to touch on them. There was, like, a scenario mode where, like... the only one I remember, and I never played it.
It was like real cities and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was like Tokyo, Chicago, stuff like that. And the one that like, and one of them, it was like there had been an earthquake, you had to rebuild. There was a futuristic one where aliens like it had attacked, and you had to like rebuild the city because aliens had blown it up and stuff like that. And the only one that ever jumped out to me, and I never even played it, but the only one that ever jumped out to me as cool was there was one where you were Tokyo and Bowser. Attack Tokyo.
Yes.
Because that was one of the disasters. And I love Bowser. And that was always my favorite disaster, was that you could have Bowser like storm through
just
this town.
Walking around,
And I love that there was a scenario where instead of Godzilla, Bowser attacks Tokyo and you have to rebuild. Like, I never played it. I just thought it was a really cool little thing. So
yeah, that was the way that they could incorporate into Super Nintendo. Because they had that in the computer version, but they just didn't have Bowser. They had
of course.
Like
a giant lizard or something, Godzilla, like rip Godzilla, off or whatever. Okay, so now just I wanted to get the scenarios out of the way so I didn't get yelled at if we forgot to bring them up, but now they're done. If you played the scenarios, you're a nerd. This is the same as Roller Coaster Tycoon. I remember like how in Roller Coaster Tycoon they all technically had scenarios, but I would just finish off like the easiest scenario I could quickly and then be like, well, now I can just build my park, because that's all you want to do is you just want to build the best city you can.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. I don't want to, like, be behind the, like, oh, because they lay them out kind of like what the city looked like.
Right.
Vaguely. So, and that's all well and good in reality, but in a computer game where it's just like, oh, these things are laid out in a way that are not great.
Right. Like, yeah. That's the whole point of the game is, like, I want to design, like, I know what a city should look like. You're like, I'll show you. Like, I'll tell you, like, I guarantee you somebody, like, okay, this isn't, anyone that doesn't live in Edmonton, this isn't even going to matter. But somebody could take this, like, if they created a SimCity Super Nintendo, like, port today and put Edmonton in, the disaster would be our public transit system. And you would have to figure out how to fix it. And someone would be like, I can do this better than Edmonton fucking has. Because our public transit's terrible. But I like the whole point of this game, like, I mean, in like more modern years, like, I adore Minecraft. I adore that game. Mm. I like the freedom to just be like, I'm going to do this myself and I'll make the best city ever. You know what I mean? And that's how it would start. Cause like, I loved how, and that's the cool thing about this game was how simple it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had the three zones. Remember that?
Residential, commercial,
and
industrial.
Industrial. Yeah. And like, it was, and like, that's all, literally that's all it was like, so the whole map was like a grid. Mm-hmm. And you, like, a residential, a commercial, or an industrial zone was 9 squares.
Yeah.
And you would just like pay $100, whatever the fuck it was, and you could drop that square in. But then, like, what I adored was like how you'd put them to close to each other, and then they would develop kind of on their own based on the, like, the quality of the area they were in.
Yeah, and you stuff know? That you would like various improvements. It is very bare bones compared to what they do later in the series of like how you can, you know, increase the value of a given area.
Okay.
But yeah, there was a certain way of like, you had to lay things out in just the right way. You're going to maximize your space.
Yeah.
And like, you got to work around your rivers and your water. And
it, like, they did a cool thing like early on, cause they kind of tutorial you through the beginning and they would teach you stuff like with a residential zone, like drop 8 of these grids in a square. Yeah. And then fill in the middle one with either a special attraction, like, because you could get like amusement parks and things like that, or you know, or put like a, just fill it in with like park.
Yeah.
Like, I was big on that. Like, I'd always fill in every little square I could that was empty. I would put park there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because it would just make it look nicer and it would up the value. Yeah. And there was something so cool about watching like a residential zone like go from these like crappy little like project houses like into this like big building, into a bigger building. And then sometimes if two of them were together, they would merge into like a super like complex building.
Yeah.
And they looked so cool. Like, it, you got this legitimate feeling of like, oh, I'd want to live there if I lived in this town, you know what I mean? Like,
especially as that was what was so neat, as your city grew and you can like scroll over it and like, man, this looks impressive.
Like, because they started like these little villages, because that's the other thing, is like, because people come and live in it as the town gets less crappy, like as you get more things, more people come and live in it.
And then
by the time you're done, like, did you ever finish one where you filled like the whole map? Like, you had the entire city built?
I don't know if I ever got... Well, no, I think it may have gotten to a certain point where I got close to filling it up.
Like, it's a cool feeling to like... Because you could hold... I remember what button it was, like Y or something. And then you could like fast pan like just around your city. It would like kind of pause the city and you could just fast pan around.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool to just look around and be like, well, this is obviously the bad neighborhood. And then this is like the like high end. And then up here, like, this is the industrial park where all the like power plants and shit like that are right. The only thing I like, I always found it frustrating because I would like not understand why like crime was so high in places and stuff like that. Do you remember? Because you remember that?
Yeah, because, well, like, it's the, because you had to figure out the logistics of like, you need to build up your industry and it's got to be somewhat close to residential, but not too close, because then the pollution affects the...
Yeah.
The pollution was a thing that actually kind of affected crime.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
Like, crime was always higher in industrial areas.
Right.
And,
I would always shoot to put all my industrial stuff along the edge of the map.
Yeah.
And then, like, a space and then commercial zones and then residential zones. Like, and then kind of mix those two in together. But, like, and then you could build, like, police stations and fire departments and stuff like that. And you had to make sure you had them, like... spread out pretty regularly, because otherwise you'd have big crime problems or there'd be fires, and then you'd know, because fires would just randomly happen. You'd have like random plane crashes and stuff like that. And then if you didn't have a fire department near it, the fire would spread and like eat up your whole city.
Yeah.
But like, everyone you build, you had to pay more taxes toward those fucking departments and stuff like that.
And it was a set number. Like, it was not like a percentage of your thing. It was like a set number.
Yeah.
So you had to make sure that your income was like... So you'd be adjusting tax rates, and,
right?
You know,
like, it was like, it was really like a real, like, there was a lot more depth to it than it like than it initially seemed like. You know what I mean? Like,
especially you know, if you compare it to the later ones, which are even more complex, where they start adding like sewage systems and like the, you have to deal with like pipes and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But. Even in that, in the basic game, there was like how all these systems work together. Yeah, like as you add more, well, you're going to increase the chances of crime are going to go up, and
so then you got to build more police stations,
and then if you adjust your tax too high, then it starts affecting the quality of your buildings too. Like things kind of like. It's like taking care of this weird organism.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that, like, if your taxes are too high, like, people complain. Like, you can never get... I don't think you can ever get voted out of office. Maybe you could if you really fuck up. I don't think you could. But people would just leave. And, like, I was like, what an insane concept that the taxes in this town are so high, we're moving. Like, I was like, that doesn't happen. Like, that, I don't think that happens in real life, but... I never knew that there was other games you had to build with water and stuff. Because in this one, all you had to do was electricity.
Just electricity. But like even in SimCity 2000, they added like elevation. So had to deal with that. And then also you had to have pipes connecting. And like water pumps and all this kind of thing.
That's kind of cool. I wish this one had that.
And then the newest ones had stuff like, you had to take care of garbage disposal and you had to take care of sewage and all this kind of thing.
See, and I've always wondered that because I was like, it seems to me like if they're able to put stuff like taxes and crime rates and and all that kind of stuff in here, I'm like, there has to be more in-depth versions of this in more current games. Because like the power is the only thing you really deal with other than taxes and stuff like that.
Because
and,
think about it, there's no like garbage dump this one. Or there's a lot of like basic things in every city that this does not have to deal with at all.
And even the power is just like you could either build like a coal power plant or a nuclear power plant. And then they would like a nuclear one would provide power to a lot more places and have less pollution than a coal one, but it was way more expensive. And then literally you just had to connect power wires. And like all you had to do was like if you had a block of 8 residential areas and they had power, and then you built 8 more beside them with a road in between, you literally just needed a power cord across.
Yeah.
And all those ones had power.
And a lot of that were, some of the newer ones, they actually did away with the power lines. Like they just like you had to have power and you just needed to have it kind of. I forget how the newer ones work, but some of the like minutia stuff that you didn't have to worry about, but you had to have like the greater structure of like, oh, you have enough water pumps, you have enough power plants, that kind of thing.
I like that.
So you didn't have to worry about the like minutia of like wires and the individual pipes. And, which I, once again, I liked the new one. I liked, but it was just like what they were promising and what they were saying was just not true.
Yeah,
but
if
you had no idea what that other stuff was and you just played it, it was fine.
You'd be okay. Yeah. And then do you remember they had the, and I think that this was like a Super Nintendo exclusive, but they had that little Mr. Right guy.
Yeah.
That little fucking nerdy green haired poofy guy.
Yeah. Well, which made it like, oh, this feels like a Nintendo game.
Yeah, it did. Like, it very much felt like
it added. I think it was a really good decision to have that because it felt like, oh, this works. It belongs here.
Yeah. Like, admittedly, I'm kind of shocked it's not a Nintendo character. Like, it's not like Mario or Toad or something, but
I think it's because they want to honor the original guy because it's named after the creator of the game.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, why did they invent this green haired weirdo? But, like, that makes sense then.
Yeah, because his name is Dr. Wright, and the guy's name who made it was Will Wright.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense then. All right. I can live with that. All right. Fair enough.
To be fair, I don't know. Maybe it has something to do back with the computer game because it was originally a PC game.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It might, like, maybe that character was kind of in there.
Right.
But I do not know that for sure.
Okay. Because, like, I always liked him because, like, you could check in with him at any time.
Yeah.
And it was such a satisfying feeling when you would click on his little icon and the screen would, because the screen would, like, load up.
Yeah.
And if there was a problem, then the screen would be this, like, weird peach like wall color and he would like be running around being like here's your
panicking.
Problem
yeah
like there's too much crime or like taxes are too high or there's too much pollution or the transit sucks but like when you would click on him and the little blue screen would come up which means that everything was like he's like good. Things are great that was like I would be like I gotta go get my mom and be like I gotta show her like look like my city is fine it was such a satisfying feeling And then sometimes he would just pop up. Like, you'd just be playing along, like, building a park, and then, like, that, like, bah, 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 like, music would come on, and he'd be like, there's too much crime, and I'm like, I just built 5 new police stations in this
just
area.
Just give them a chance.
Just, they're fucking training. Like, I'm like, what are you... And then it would, like, pop up over and over again, and you'd be like, fuck off, right? Like, I'm aware of the Crips. Like, they're shooting up everybody over in the industrial zone. I'm working on it. Fuck off. If I destroy all these industrial zones that are causing too much crime, now people are going to complain there's no jobs and the taxes are too high. And I'm like, well, what do you guys want? Do you want jobs in, like... Do you want jobs and to be robbed, or do you want to be broke and safe? Like, I could do one or the other here, you know?
There's an amazing College Humor video about it's like a political campaign ad for the mayor of Sim City, and it's just the perspective is supposed to be like the player's character going forward of like, you know, I'm committed to making this place a better place, and like and also, I can call down a monster anytime I want.
It's true.
So who are you going to vote for? I'd say vote for the guy that can cause the end of the city.
And that was another thing that I always liked was like, because you could save your game.
Yeah.
So I would save sometimes if I was bored, I'd save and then just click like all the like disasters.
Have them all. Like, send the tornado. Send the fire.
Aliens,
flood.
Bowser, fucking like boom. Like,
oh yeah, right. Aliens are also another thing.
Yeah. That was like, so like, and then you wouldn't save. You'd just be like, you know what? Like sometimes I would like, I feel like this is a rant that I have literally been building up for like 25 years, like since I was a little kid. Like that crime rant felt good. And there was just like all these people complaining about like they hate your... One of the problems I would always run into is like when I would start it out, I would only use roads. And then I would get in trouble. They're like, you need mass transit. So then I would delete all the roads and literally just run mass transit. And I'd be like, well, there's no more pollution. But then I'd still get complaints from people all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what do you fucking people want? And then sometimes I would just be like, save fucking Bowser and a flood and a tornado. And then I would just like walk away and then come back. And like the city's just in ruins. And it's like, yeah, that's nice. And no one touched Mayor's house because I'm up in that island by myself in the corner where I'm safe and calm. Fucking made me so angry sometimes. But it was, I don't know, it was a fun game. Like the taxes were cool. You could take loans out from the bank.
Yeah.
And like,
and that was what the difficulty was. The first, the hardest difficulty is you didn't even have money. You started off with a loan.
Like,
you already started in the hole.
Yeah, that was like, and I love that, like, it was like $20,000. Like, I mean, I get that, like, it's a kid's system. They're not going to make you have like a million, you know, billions of dollars of budgets or whatever. But I love that you had like, okay, I've got $10,000 and I'm going to start a city. And it was just like, $10,000 isn't a down payment on a house.
Yeah.
But you're like, no, I'm going to start a city with this. Like, you'll see. And it would work, you know? But I liked it. I liked that it was nice and simple like that. And every year you had to
balance.
Yeah,
like a nuclear plant was like, you know, $1,500
right?
or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. You could like, and then at the end of every calendar year, you'd balance your budget and like you would get money.
Or
like,
lose money.
Or lose money. Yeah. And dude, I remember at points playing that game and just being like, it would be like fucking October, whatever. I don't remember what time the taxes went through, but it'd be like, because that was another thing. It was cool that the map would like shift with the seasons and stuff.
Yeah.
I always like that. But it'd be like October and I'd be like, fuck, I got 4 more months until I get my taxes.
Yeah.
And I literally felt like a 17-year-old living paycheck to paycheck at Walmart and just being like, I have no money to do anything. So you're just kind of like sitting there like, I have like $80. I was like, I could build like 5 park squares and I've got no more money. And then the budget would come through and you'd get like, I'd get like $4,000. And then I'd be like, okay, I got to build another power plant. So they'll shut the fuck up. Here's 2 more blocks of residential zones and a police station.
Get rid of those brownouts.
And now I'm out of money again. You know what I mean? Like, and that would happen to me all the time. And I'd be like, well, now what do I fucking do?
And that was the thing about this is one of those games that I was not good at.
Right.
You know, like I know, like in a lot of those other games that we've talked about, we just talked about Perfect Dark or whatever, where it's just like you can kind of make your way through it, even if you kind of suck at it. SimCity is such a game where if like you don't fully understand it, like you can have like this is going to be a bit of a slog.
Oh,
you know,
buddy.
Like you're struggling to make money year over year.
Yeah.
Um,
this is one of those games I would actually really like to see come to like the Switch Online or something, because I'm like, I want to try it now as like a slightly more intelligent man than I was 25 years ago, and just see like, could I do better at this now? Like, I know a little more about stuff.
Maybe I should like, it may be interesting to see like somebody who's really good at a game try to tackle this. Like, not a speed run. I don't know how you'd do a speed run of SimCity, but like,
you could,
But like, if somebody could just like, I would love to see somebody just like, blah, 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 and is it possible to just like crank out money really quickly without cheating?
Right, because you could cheat. And like, and I'd also like to know, sometimes I, like, dude, and like, you've played this, sometimes it felt like these problems were arising simply for the sake of like making you play the game. They were just like, oh, the pollution is getting higher. And I'm like, there is no fucking way there's any pollution here. I'm only running nuclear power plants. Everything's surrounded by grass. Yeah. I've got more public transit than I do roads. There is no pollution. You know what I mean? Like, but like, then it would just keep popping up. And I'd be like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Like, I haven't. And like, because then you'd go to the map. Because remember, you could look at that grid and it would show you like the red spots were bad and the green spots were good. And there'd be like no red spots. I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, what are you guys complaining about? And sometimes it felt like it was just like, hey, we got to. Otherwise, he's not doing
anything. I don't know. Because I guess it depends on like what the algorithm is saying. It's like, oh, if there's X amount of squares of pollution.
Right.
Regardless.
Even if they're not all like top end red zone, they're all green, but they're everywhere. Yeah. Like, I'd be very curious to know, like, and I don't, and I'm not going to look it up. I don't care that much, but I would like to, like, I'd be curious to know, like, is there like a, is it complete chance sometimes? And or is it like, well, this is, you're right. Like, there's so many squares, so it's got to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because like, you would get the, you would get the, like, and this was always to me, the highlight of the game was when you would pop up and tell you that you got a new perk.
Yeah.
Remember, you get the specialty items? You like pop up, like you could build like a mayor's zoo, house or a amusement stadium. Park or stuff like that. I would always get so excited when I got one of those. Sometimes I would save them and just be like, oh, I'm going to make this one fucking count. Like, this is going to be, I'm like, I'm going to build a residential zone here and surround it with trees and grass. And like, it's going to be so nice. And then fucking right in the middle is going to be Disneyland. And it's like, poof. And then you'd watch that one just explode into these like high rise condos. And you were like,
yeah,
I earned that. But now, now I'm out of money again. And now I got to fucking wait again.
Like, yeah.
And then, like,
well, I always felt like the best moments were like when you went to the next level of city, like when they said, oh, your population, now you're a town, now you're a city, now you're a metropolis.
Yeah. That was a big accomplishment. Yeah. Like, especially the metropolis one.
Yeah.
When you would, cause like to get to a city was usually pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't too bad. Yeah.
But when you got to like the, like, I don't remember what it was. Like, was it 500,000 people or 100,000 people or something?
I don't remember what the number is on that, but.
I'll be honest with you guys. Like, if you're listening to this right now, like, I don't. Most of the time, we talk about the games on here, and I'm like, "Fuck, it'd be fun to play that game again." But then I don't ever play that game again. But this is one where I'm like, I'm really tempted to just like spend an afternoon just fucking around with this game and just see. Like, I just want to, because
it's kind of like the game is simple.
Absolutely,
the mechanics of the game are simple. It's like. It's just like chess, where it's just like your strategy of having that complicated strategy of dealing with all of your layout of your land
and
the scenarios that you're presented. And
one of the things I really like about like strategy games like this are like some retro games just don't age well. Mm-hmm. Like, there's action games, platformers, shooters. Some sports games, I mean, some sports games have aged magnificently, but some don't. You know what I mean? Like, there's always retro games that do and retro games that don't. But like, the only thing about this game that maybe doesn't age well is the like the AI, like the system, the algorithms and stuff like that. And you wouldn't know unless you play it again. But like, the graphics don't even have to be that good, and the graphics still look fine on this game. I think.
Yeah, like for what it is,
But like, I love Minecraft. Minecraft's like whole point is the graphics are dumb. It's just about fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, and this is one of I just saw Metropolis is 100,000 people. But this is one of those games where like strategy games like this, I don't give a fuck about the graphics. I don't care about the music. Like, I don't care about any of that. It's like,
it's the puzzle. It's the literal puzzle.
And
of it all. And
to me, the puzzle has probably aged fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's. Like you said, more of the more modern ones, people are like, what the fuck is all this? Like, I just want to, you know what I mean? Like, it's.
Well, the problem with the modern one is like, you needed to be online all the time when they first launched it. And they had like a reason that they clearly, that was just clearly a lie. And because the game could run with it not be online and stuff like that. And they were trying to force connectivity to other cities, and like they were trying to have like a world economy, and it was just
that
like,
should all be optional stuff.
Yeah.
Roller Coaster Tycoon did that too. Like, I haven't played a Roller Coaster Tycoon since the first one, which I was like on my favorite games of all time list. But my understanding is like the more recent ones that people are like, what the fuck? Like, how do you, like, I get that you have to like you had mentioned it when we were on one of the other episodes, like you can't just put like SimCity 4 on the front, re-release the same game with like slightly better graphics and be like, here you go. Cause that's a sports game. That's what sports games do. And that's why people shit on sports games now. But having said that, like, you do have to wonder, like, how did you fuck this up? Like, how could you not just put a little bit more, like, just put a little more depth into it and let us play it again? Like, how did you fuck this up that hard when the basic formula is so easy and fun?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Yeah. What do I know? I don't know how to make a fucking video game. I'm an idiot, so.
Well, and I think that's where the difficulty for a lot of game producers come in of, you know, what are the things that are important to making this game the same that people will appreciate and want to come back to versus, oh, this is just an idea that takes away from what the heart of it is.
Right.
You know, like, but because you wanted people to have new things in it. That's important. But you don't want it to be the wrong new things that like, oh, well.
Right. Like, this is useless. What the fuck? Like,
this is not the game I wanted.
Right. Like, again, with this being my only real SimCity experience, when you mentioned that, like, well, in like future ones, you have to do like water and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm like, that sounds cool. Like, I would like, if water, they were like, here's SimCity 2 on the Super Nintendo and you have to deal with water and stuff like that. Yeah. I would be like, yeah, I'll buy that. Like, that sounds really cool, you know?
Yeah. Well, and like the new one has stuff like, there might be oil reserves so you can like build like an oil patch kind of a thing.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, whatever the thing is.
It's like a pipeline simulator?
Yeah, a little bit. Or like building your trucks, your rigs in the right spots.
Oh, okay.
Or different layouts of stuff. But yeah, that said, like this one is just, it's a wonderful skeleton version of what those other games
become. And honestly, quite frankly, like when it comes to some of these types of games, I like just the bare bones, like just like, I don't want to call it completely brain dead because there's strategy in it, but it's like I just want to, like, this was my relaxed game on my Super Nintendo, you know what I mean? Like, I had the Marios and the Zeldas and stuff like that, but this was just like
this is not about reflexes.
No, this was just like I would literally just tune it on, just kind of play, and then like I would hit points where I'd be out of money. So I would just let that, like, because I love the music to this game, like that calm, like, and it'll be on the pod. I'm sure you guys have already heard it based on the editing I did. I would like sometimes have a book with me and I would like turn it on. I'd play till I was out of money. And then I would just kind of be like, all right, well, I'll wait till I have more money. And like, I'll just read my book for like,
did you speed up time in that game?
Yeah. There was like three or four different options to make it go faster or slower, but it still took I still remember having to wait like 5 minutes for the year to turn over. So I'd get some more money to fucking build stuff. And then, cause it was, other than the bank loan, I don't think there was a way to really get more money until the end of the year. I mean, maybe if you demolish stuff, you got part of it back.
No, I think it even cost you money.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah, it cost you a dollar.
Bulldozer was like a dollar. Which is also funny to me, because to blow out a whole city block, like the 9 square thing that you're saying, you just had to click in the middle of it. A dollar to destroy like a whole city block.
Yeah. Cleaning up Chernobyl should have cost $17. But like, I don't know how you guys fucked it up that bad. Actually, because that was one of the problems.
This is super easy, guys. I don't know what your problem is.
But that was one of the problems you could have, is if you went to nuclear power plants, you could have a meltdown, and then you'd have those radiation squares that just couldn't build anything around.
Yeah.
That sucked. Because then honestly, I would just reload my last save. I'm like, fuck off. I'm not dealing with this shit. I can't fix this. I'm a 10-year-old kid. I shouldn't be running this town.
who elected me?
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck? People talk about Trump. I'm like, I'm way worse than him. I don't know what I'm doing. So all right, I'm not getting into politics. We're not doing that. I don't care. Good stuff. Dude, this is like, I feel like this is one of those games that like just flies under the radar on the Super Nintendo that everyone played and everybody liked. But like nobody thinks of this game when you think of the best Super Nintendo games. Like,
I think the difference is that game has evolved. Like, it is the same game again. Whereas, say, like Mario, it's a different scenario he's in, and even the mechanics change. And this, they might add new mechanics, but it's still like adding. It's going forward, so I think that's why. I think a lot of people, frankly, think of SimCity 2000 as like the core game.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, yeah. I bet you there's more people out there that have played more of them than there are people like me that only ever played this one.
Yes. So I would say that, like, if anybody's had any experience, it is this one.
Right. That makes sense. Because, like, honestly, like, just looking at my Super Nintendo Classic over there right now, and I'm like, when that thing came out, there was all, everyone was like, well, everyone had certain games that didn't get on it that they wanted. It was like, it was Chrono Trigger, or it was Turtles in Time, or Donkey Kong Country 2, which should have been on that fucking thing. Like, there was, like, games like that. And honestly, I never thought of this game until you and I agreed to do a podcast about it. And then I was like, this would have been a perfect fit on that thing. Like, this would have been a great way to, like, sit there with your kids and play, like, Sims, like, just basic SimCity and see if they're into these types of games. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well.
Yeah, because it is that whole, like, it plays to a certain kind of kid, and I think there's certain kids that when they discover something like this, it's like Dungeons and Dragons. Like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
When you discover that one thing that may not be the most obvious thing, then like, oh man, this lights up my brain in just that right
way.
Yeah, you know?
Like, I like, it's, again, like, I don't mean to, like, beat a dead horse, but, like, this game fascinated me as a kid, and I'm like, I don't know how I didn't get more into this genre after this game, because I really enjoyed it. I never really had a computer. I never really had access to, like, a lot of the other ones, but
well, and this one, for me, this led me to, like, my other, like, probably my favorite game, which is, like, Civilization. And,
right.
Yeah, and sent me on that path to, like, knowing what I really like, and it's because I've never even considered a game like this.
Right. Yeah, this was, yeah, like, I mean, looking at it, like, it's a million sell. Like, this was a bigger Super Nintendo game than people give it credit for. Plus, I want to say, and I may be wrong on this, so don't yell at me, but I want to say it was, like, one of the earlier release games on the Super Nintendo.
I think it is.
Like, and so if that's the case, yeah, came out in 1991. So, like, I mean, part of the reason, if it had come out more near the end of the Super Nintendo's life, it might have gotten overlooked.
Probably,
but people were looking for stuff to play. This was one that if you were a parent, you didn't have to be worried about buying it for your kid. Like, they weren't going to get, like, it wasn't bad or anything. It was harmless, right? Like,
I think it also had the advantage of, like, it was a well-selling
it was like
PC,
yeah,
PC
it was,
game.
It was an a name that everybody already knew. Yeah, that probably helps it, too. So.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
You score this thing? Okay, sure. So then on, I don't know, what the fuck do you score this thing out of? Like,
Out of a size of a city.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's go with that. So on a scale of 0 to 100,000 square miles. No, 100,000 people. 100,000 people. Yeah, that's probably a bunch. That's probably what you were thinking. You're like, holy fuck, no wonder your city sucked, Adam. You're an idiot. On a scale of
how
one
big
to,
is your city?
On a scale of 1 to 100,000 people, how many people would you rate SimCity?
I think I'm going to put it in, like, if I was going to put it to now, I don't know if I'd play it much, this one now as much. So I think I might put it as a town.
Right.
But back in its day, it was a metropolis.
Fucking
me.
Right, it was.
For me, it was a metropolis.
I still say it's a metropolis, like, because I just, like, I have no bad memories of it. I have no more current games to be like, well, this game sucks now compared to this one. SimCity on the Super Nintendo is the boss, and I hope that it eventually shows up on Nintendo Online or something. And because if it doesn't, I'm telling you, if you've never played it, you have no way to play it. It's not available anywhere. Go play one of the more modern SimCities, but don't play the most modern one, because what you've heard here is it sucks.
They finally kind of, like, did the right stuff with it, but there are still issues with it. There are better. I think Skylines is probably the better game, and I haven't played that one.
So, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I was looking at Skylines, actually. Yeah. So, all right, well, check it out. Play something SimCity. Just play some video games. They're fun. And and don't build your power plants next to your commercial zone, or your crime will be through the roof.
Yeah, it's out of control.
Now you know. All right. Good job, buddy. Thanks. That's going to do it for this week's episode. David, thank you for coming over and talking SimCity with me, and to each and every one of you beautiful people. thank you for listening to our show. Wherever you are on the planet, I hope you're safe. I hope you're healthy. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please consider our Patreon. It's only $2. I'll give you a whole bunch of cool stuff. It's patreon.com/rememberthegame. Also, follow me on the social media, facebook.com/rememberthegame, Twitter and Instagram @rememberthegame. And most important, well, I guess most importantly is the Patreon. But also importantly, if you guys enjoyed the show, please leave me a good review. You don't even have to type anything. Just 5 stars. Boom. It's done. I don't know what it accomplishes, but I know I'm supposed to keep asking for it. Our numbers are still up. We're still up 10-15% every 2 weeks. That is all I care about. Let's just keep growing this thing. And eventually all of us can take over the world. All right. And then I'm going to go. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 7 days with episode 69, nice, of the podcast. Take it easy, guys. I'll talk to you again in a week. Take it easy. I already said take it easy. Cheers. Wow.